for some reason, you had to leave your home.
What do you do when a best friend is suddenly homeless?
I was paying out of my own money for her to stay in hotel rooms.
She went to a hotel?
But what began as a handout...
It was her hotel room for her and her boyfriend, so they could sleep together.
...was filled with heartbreak.
They became enemies.
Judge Judy.
You committed the cardinal sin of friendship. Bad idea.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 32-year-old loan officer Leanne Reeves is suing her former friend, 32-year-old occupational therapist Ginger Smith, for money owed on a car. Ginger says after the car started breaking down, Leanne forgave the purchase price.
Order, all rise. Yeah, this is case number 44 on the calendar in the matter of Reeves versus Smith. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Ladies, have seats, please.
Miss Reeves, you committed the cardinal sin of friendship.
Stupid, I know.
You sold a used car to a friend.
Yes.
Bad idea.
I know that now.
When did you sell her this used car?
January of 2000, Your Honor.
What kind of car was it?
A 1992 Taurus SHO.
How many miles did it have on it?
Over 100.
And what caused you to sell your car to her?
Well, I was getting married and my car was not needed. And I wanted to sell it, and I started just telling my friends that I wanted to sell my car, and she piped up and said, yes, I want to buy your car. I was going to sell it for $5,000. But because she's my friend for 20 years, I've known her since I was 11 years old, I decided to sell it to her for $4,000 because she
That's
was a good friend of mine.
Shh, just a minute. You're going to have a turn. So you gave her $1,000 off the price. What was the book value of the car at that time?
$5,600. I have a... Here you go.
With 100,000 miles, because there was a discrepancy in the price.
It was as high as they would go in the computer, Your
according
Honor.
To
85,000.
Well, $5,600 is the retail value of what a dealer might sell it for. But it clearly says this is not a trade-in or a private party value, so it's much less than that.
Right.
Because she says that you agreed to sell her the car for how much?
$2,000 was our agreement.
Okay.
No way.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
No
Just
way.
Minute. Just a minute. Just a minute. Okay, so you sold her the car in January of 2000, but according to you, she did not pay for the car in January of 2000. All right,
no.
You signed the title over to her.
Yes.
Did she give you any money?
She agreed to give me the money, Your Honor, when she got her taxes return, her tax return.
Did she give you any money at all?
She did not give me any money because I trusted her. She's my friend since I was a little girl.
Okay. She says she gave you $400 at the time in cash. The time that
she never gave me a penny. That's
yes,
a lie.
I did.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that it's such a lie. She's been a liar.
She wrote
$100
right on.
Two orderly. Okay, she was supposed to give you the money when she got her tax returns back in April, according to you. Is that right?
Yes.
So what happened in April?
April came and went, Your Honor. My marriage that I entered into, and then the reason I sold my car, ended up in divorce. And
well, what happened in April?
April, I talked to Ginger, and she was trying to tell me that she had thousands of dollars worth of receipts for the car, and I just kept my mouth shut because I knew...
You had thousands of dollars worth of receipts for repairs.
For repairs.
That you did
repairs.
On the car. Okay. But
and
that
I knew
was
that was baloney because I had just had the car into the dealership and 6 months prior and had over $1,600 worth of work done to it. They gave it a major overhaul.
Well,
and I
maybe.
Knew that I wasn't going to fight with her because I was having a hard time in my life at that time, and so was she.
April,
and I didn't, okay.
April of 2000, she did not give you the money.
Right.
So what happened in May of 2000, did she give you any money?
No, she didn't.
Fine. Now, when she told you she had all of these repairs, what did you say to her?
I told her no, that I told her no, that
no what?
That she couldn't have had that, it couldn't have been doing that much work to the car.
Okay, and I assume that she showed you the receipts.
Yes, she's bullied me around
Shh.
All my
hey,
life.
Hey, I don't
okay.
care about bullying around all, I care about a used car. She tells you that she's not going to pay you in April, is that right? Because she had all of these repairs on the car. Is that what she told you?
She flat out didn't have it, and she had spent the money on other things, Your
is
Honor.
Is that what she told you?
No,
no.
But that was...
What I'm asking you is, Miss Reeves.
Yes, Your Honor.
Try to get off your drill and concentrate on my questions.
Okay.
She tells you in April when she gets her tax returns, I assume you said to her, can I have my money for the car, whether it's $2,000 or $4,000, I assume that's what you said to her.
Didn't pressure her, Your Honor, because she was having a hard time, and I trusted her. I trusted her.
I'm going to give you 1, 2, 3, and then you're out of here. Case dismissed. Goodbye and good luck. Do you understand?
I understand.
You answer my questions. You don't talk to her. Now, did she say to you, I'm not going to give you any more money?
She tried to get...
What did she say? Don't tell me what she tried. What did she say in April when she was supposed to give you the money?
She flat out said that she could not give me my money for my car.
Okay, and what did you say to her?
I did not respond to that because I couldn't. I knew it was going to go to court. I knew then it was going to go to court.
We're talking about over a year ago, madam. You didn't say anything until you just walked away?
Yes, I did. I tried because we had so many other things going on in our lives.
Maybe she remembers a little bit better than you did, so she hasn't given you the money, right?
I have a witness.
A witness who's going to tell me what?
The witness who was there, she was Crystal Witt. She was at my house one afternoon.
What point?
During the sale, right before the sale, she was there.
Tell me your last name.
Witt.
All right. How long have you known each of these women?
I've known Ginger about a year and a half. I've known Leanne approximately 3 years.
And where did the sale take place?
Well, Leanne was in the process of moving, so it was being discussed. I had asked Leanne what she was going to do with her car, and Ginger said, I'm buying it, and the price would be $4,000.
That's a lie.
Of course, that part is a lie. That part is a lie.
No, it is not.
I didn't say it's a lie that you sold it to her for $4,000, madam. I haven't decided that yet. What I'm saying that this young lady just said to me, and the purchase price is $4,000, that's a lie, because what's natural is somebody would say, what's happening to the car? And she says, I'm buying it.
I had asked what the price was, Your Honor. I was interested in buying it.
Just a second. Well, that's different.
Yeah.
That's different. So you said what? Then you see how it's important when I say, what did you say? Not put it all together. Now, she said, I'm buying it. And what did you say?
I asked Leanne how much she was selling it for. And she said she's going to give me $4,000 for it.
She said she's going to give you $4,000.
And Ginger never objected.
Was that necessary? Did that add anything?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Leon Reeves says former friend Ginger Smith refuses to pay the balance on a car. Ginger says the car is a piece of junk.
Miss Reeves said she's going to give me $4,000. Is that right?
Yes.
She didn't say, I'm buying it for $4,000.
Not at that point.
At what point?
It was another when Leanne was living in her new home, and I went to see, I had just got back from a trip, and it was Ginger, and there was a gentleman there, and that's when it was told that she's buying the car for $4,000. That came out of Ginger's mouth.
Well, tell me about that.
She was helping her move. And I left a letter for Leanne, and I said, so you're still buying the car? Because I didn't have a car at this point. I was concerned. And she said, yeah, I'm going to give her $4,000 for it, you know, and went on to say that it's a good price.
Sit down. Let me see the bill of sale, because she titled the car in her name. What did you report on the bill of sale that you sold the car for, Miss Reeves?
There was no bill of sale between Ginger and I.
Just a second. Listen to me.
Okay.
There has to be a bill of sale. When you register a used car, you say, don't you usually put down how much you're selling it for? Because that's what they base the sale. Hey, pay careful attention to me. Because that's what they base the tax on. So there had to be a bill of sale in order for her to title the car. What did you put down on the bill of sale that you sold the car for?
I signed over the title. I met her at a restaurant in Belleville. I remember this explicitly. She was in a hurry. She wanted to get license and insurance on the car. And I was wanting to help her to get that done. She had already promised to pay me at tax time. So I signed the title over to her, and it was a ridiculous amount of $400.
Well, why don't you just tell me?
I trusted her.
Just a second. So you trusted her.
I trusted her.
But what you did was you wrote down for tax purposes in her registering the car, an amount different from what she actually paid for it, was supposed to pay for it. Is that right? And the amount that you wrote down was $400.
I was trying to help
her. I'm asking you a question.
I was trying to help her out.
I'm asking you a question. The amount that you wrote down for her to give to motor vehicles was $400. Is that right?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Ms. Smith, let's turn to you.
Okay.
Bought this car January of 2000, and you agreed to pay her either $2,000 or $4,000 when you got your tax returns.
Right.
Is that right?
It was a verbal agreement for $2,000. And
no, it wasn't.
If you interfere again with her testimony.
It's my turn to talk, I believe.
And you too. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
If you interfere again, I'm going to dismiss your case.
Leanne,
do you understand? Just a second.
Do you clearly
understand?
Yes, I understand.
Leanne and I have been friends for over 20 years. And
good.
I did a lot of things.
I don't care what you did for her. I'm talking about the car.
Okay. The car, I said I'd buy verbally $2,000. I'd give her $2,000 for it. I got cancer last year. I couldn't pay her the money. And I started getting all these problems.
Just a second. There was a lot of jumble in what you just said to me. You want to start it again? You agreed to pay her $2,000.
Right.
Yes.
I did agree to pay her. Then the car started having trouble.
Look at me, not your papers.
The car started having trouble, all kinds of trouble. The first day I picked it up, I had to have it towed to my home.
Goodbye. Your case is dismissed.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
She's threatened to beat me up. She's always been jealous of me. She's laughing. She's been jealous of me and had a resentment towards me our whole lives.
She has had a nightlife, and I've always taken care of her kids when she was out all night long.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Johnson versus Elkins. Step forward, please.
18-year-old homemaker Melinda Johnson is suing her former friend, 18-year-old salesperson Kelly Elkins, for the return of personal belongings. Kelly claims she's never seen the items. She's countersuing, claiming Melinda vandalized her car.
Ms. Johnson, according to your complaint, you and the defendant were really good friends. And there came a time when, for some reason, you had to leave your home. And you have a child, is that right? Daughter.
Yes.
And you left your daughter in the care of your mother.
Yes, ma'am.
According to the defendant, you stayed in motels for a while, which she helped pay for, which is her counterclaim. But then you moved in with her.
That's not entirely true, Your Honor.
Did you move in with her?
The agreement was to be staying with her, and she got them hotel rooms on account of her and her boyfriend.
Okay, just a second. We'll get to the hotel rooms in a minute. You did move in with her.
Yes.
Then there was some sort of an argument, and you claim that you left her house, leaving certain property there.
No, Your Honor, that's not correct.
Go ahead.
One night we had gotten into a fight because she was staying out, hanging out with her boyfriend all night. And she had dropped me off at my mother's house so I could visit with my daughter because the judge said I could go back and visit with her. And she said she would pick me up after she was done. And she never came back and never called me.
So you have some stuff at her house.
Exactly.
That's what this case is about. Okay. What stuff do you have at her house?
I have about $500 worth of CDs.
Don't tell me. You have CDs at her house?
Yes. A jacket and a pair of tennis shoes.
You have that stuff at the house?
No, I do not, Your Honor.
CDs?
Nope.
Did you drop her off at her mother's house?
To stay there.
To stay there?
Yes, I did.
Well, tell me about it.
I was paying. First, she was staying at my house. Because she could not stay at my house anymore because of my parents, you know, she was not paying for food there or anything, I was paying out of my own money for her to stay in hotel rooms.
So then she went to a hotel?
Yes.
What hotel did she go to?
I was letting her stay at Motel 6, the Hilton Suites.
How many days?
Probably for a whole month.
For a month?
Yes.
You have any receipts?
No, I do not.
You have any proof that you paid for her to stay in the motels?
My boyfriend is a witness.
I'll hear you. Tell me your name.
Gregory.
Gregory what?
Jefferson.
What do you know about the plaintiff staying in motels?
Every other night, she'll be with Kelly. So we got a room every other night.
And where did she stay the other nights?
I guess at the room for a whole month until I became enemies.
Did you ever stay at the Motel 6?
Yes, I did.
How many days?
I'd say about 3 or 4.
Paid for it.
She did.
And what was the arrangement?
It was her hotel room for her and her boyfriend, so they could sleep together. That's not true, Your Honor. We had an arrangement that she would verbally pay me back. There was not any set time because we were friends at the time. Your Honor, if that was not the case, then how come I had to sleep on the floor and how come they stayed in the hotel rooms with me?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Melinda Johnson says former friend Kelly Elkins won't return her personal belongings. Kelly claims she has no idea what Melinda's talking about.
Do you live with your parents?
Yes, I do.
Is your boyfriend allowed to sleep over in your house?
Yes, he is.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
So what would you be doing staying in a Motel 6?
I wouldn't. I was paying for her, Your Honor, because she could not stay at home, and I think that's pretty generous for a friend to do.
How many times did she stay in the motel room? She says 4 or 5, maybe.
She stayed there for a whole month, Your Honor.
Is that right?
No, Your Honor.
How many days did she stay in your house?
She was there for about a week.
Your Honor, I also have dates of when all this took place, if you need them, so you can see that I was not staying a whole month.
Okay, let me hear the dates.
May 22nd of 2000 is when I went to jail. Well, actually, I went to court. The day before is when I went to jail.
For what?
Me and my sister had gotten into a fight, so I got charged with domestic violence. Sunday, May 28th, we had an argument.
Who did?
Me and Kelly. So May 22nd is when I started staying with her. May 28th is when we had the argument, Your Honor. Monday, May 29th is when she dropped me off and never returned to my house to pick me up, and she didn't call me until May 30th of 2000.
Judge Judy will continue in a moment.
She couldn't have stayed at Motel 6 for 30 days, because according to your countersuit, at most it was $300. You can't stay any place for a month for $300.
It was not for a full month, Your Honor. It was not for a full month at a time. It was in between. That added up to about a month.
You have proof of your CDs, that you have CDs?
Yes,
for
I
us?
Do.
She says she has none of your CDs.
That's a lie. I left them in the trunk of her car along with my shoes and my windbreaker.
Okay, so you didn't leave them in the house. You left them in her car.
Exactly.
Did you look in the trunk of your car?
Yes, I did. My boyfriend cleans my car.
And there were no CDs there?
Nothing.
Why would you bring all the CDs in?
Because I was staying with her. She had just gotten a brand new car on the first date I had gotten you, because her birthday, she had just won a big settlement where a dog bit her or something and got a whole bunch of money. I had brought my CDs because she had bought a CD player and she wanted to listen to them. So, you know, I said, okay, we'll bring them and we'll hang out and we'll listen to my CDs. And she had told me she was going to come back and pick me up. So I just left all my stuff in there because I wasn't allowed to stay at my mother's house. He said, give me and my sister about a month to cool off.
Show me the receipts from the CDs.
Here's the receipts for the CDs. I cannot account for all of them because it was a promotion BMG had going on. You bought so many CDs and you got one free, and then you had to buy so many more. But once you do that promotion, Your Honor, you cannot do that promotion again. So I'd have to pay regular price for all the CDs now if I wanted them back.
That's not my problem. These were all purchased in 1999.
Yes.
That was a year ago, Your Honor. Mm-hmm. She's claiming a year later that her stuff is missing.
That's because I did not know where she was, Your Honor.
How come you didn't know where she was?
Because she was hanging out with her boyfriend and never home.
Just a minute. Hold on a second, Miss Johnson. Were you at all times in the last year living in your parents' house?
Yes, I was.
Okay, well, you know where her parents live. So what took you a year to go after your tennis shoes and your jacket and your CDs?
I could not find her, and it costs money to serve the papers to her, Your Honor, and I'm not financially stable right now because I have a daughter.
Not stable, period. All right. Let me hear about the complaint with regard to vandalism of your car.
Yeah, me and my boyfriend were in a supermarket by my house.
When?
Could not tell you, a year ago.
Get out of here. Goodbye. Listen, when you have a claim, what you're supposed to do is press the claim quickly. If a year ago you left CDs in her car, pair of old tennis shoes and a jacket. What you do is you pursue that claim immediately. You don't wait a year. It's ridiculous. And then show me a bill from 2 years ago. And if you have a claim for vandalism, did you file a police report at the time?
I only had PL and PD on my car.
Did you file a police report a year ago? Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
She had left me with a whole bunch of drunk men, and I was all by myself to go hang out with her boyfriend.
That was a bunch of crap. She was jealous because of me and my boyfriend and because I wouldn't spend any more money on her.
She said I owed her money because I borrowed like $300 for my daughter, but my mother's been taking care of my daughter for the last 3 years, so.
I think that she's sorry because she needs to get out and take care of her own responsibilities.